Welcome to this edition of the SKNIS Week in Review, where we recap significant activities of the government of St. Kitts and Nevis over the past week. Coming up, Federal Parliament tables several bills, Labour Department working overtime to process severance claims, Bayford's Centre of Excellence opens, and St. Kitts and Nevis welcomes new Honorary Consul of Spain. Those stories and more are next on the SKNIS Week in Review for the period October 9 to 15, 2020. Hello and welcome, I am Ian Richards. The Federal Parliament of St. Kitts and Nevis convened on Thursday to consider a number of bills. Bills introduced and read for the first time were the St. Christopher and Nevis Mutual Exchange of Information in Taxation Matters Amendment Bill 2020, Constitution of St. Christopher and Nevis Amendment Bill 2020, St. Christopher and Nevis Citizenship Amendment Bill 2020, and National Disaster Management Amendment Bill 2020. Also introduced and read for the first time were the Public Health Amendment Bill 2020, COVID-19 Prevention and Control Bill 2020, and the National Conservation and Environmental Management Bill 2020. The members of Parliament did debate on and eventually pass the National Assembly's Amendment Bill 2020. Prime Minister Dr. The Honourable Timothy Harris piloted the bill through Parliament. He said that the bill establishes two categories of Commonwealth citizens. It also establishes two residency periods for persons to be eligible to vote, with a shorter residency period afforded to some CARICOM nationals.
The bill also, Mr. Speaker, and this is a third element of this short bill, clarifies the questions of voters registering to vote where they live in relation to when there is a relocation from one constituency to another inside of the country. The bill seeks to have such individuals re-register in the new constituency within a six-month period.
The labour market was the focus of Tuesday's edition of the Leadership Matters Virtual Forum series. The panel, headed by Prime Minister Dr. The Honourable Timothy Harris, included Labour Commissioner Shernell James, Chairman of the STEP Regularisation and Pensions Reform Committee, Levi Bradshaw, and Chief Executive Officer of the St. Christopher and Nevis Social Security Board, Antonia Maynard. Antonia Maynard updated figures paid under the COVID-19 Emergency Relief Fund. He noted that in April, $7.9 million was disbursed in April to assist registered self-employed individuals and workers whose income was affected as a result of the pandemic. Similarly, in May, $7.6 million was disbursed, while the total for June was $5.5 million.
Up to yesterday, the 12th of October, we have paid out of the September allotment a total of $1.5 million, covering 1,159 persons from St. Kitts and 405 persons from Nevis. These payments for September are continuing, and we do expect to reach the $3 million threshold in a few days.
Labour Commissioner James presented on the severance payments.
As of the 12th of October, the total number of claims received at the Department of Labour is 1,855 claims. To date, we have processed at least 620 of these claims, and these were persons employed in the hotel tourism sector, as these were the most affected workers who are still presently out of a job. Government infused the severance payment fund with an amount of $11.1 million, and to date we have paid out roughly 250 claims.
Meanwhile, Chairman Bradshaw outlined how STEP workers will be regularized into the public sector.
The regularization of the STEP workers would be undertaken in a phased basis, commencing with those workers who are assigned to ministries and departments, followed by those assigned to the parks and beaches. I am pleased to report that the STEP workers would enter the public service as government auxiliary employees with an effective date of employment being the first day of July as mandated.
St. Kitts and Nevis joined with the global community in marking two international observances during our review period. The first was World Post Day on October 9. It was held under the theme, Delivering Development Through Innovation, Integration and Inclusion. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Posts, the Honourable Sean Richards, highlighted the theme and contextualised it in the face of the ongoing global pandemic.
The St. Kitts and Nevis Postal Services has been preparing itself to adapt, innovate, and adjust to the new realities as we hope for and await the return to normalcy. In the interim, as the COVID-19 pandemic forces us to accept a new normal as to how we live, work, and play, our postal services must be ready to adequately cope. As we make strides to live and coexist with COVID-19, our foremost goal must be to work in an environment where health and safety are prioritized.
The second international commemoration was World Food Day, observed under the theme Grow, Nourish, Sustain. Together, our actions are our future. Several activities were held this week to mark this occasion, which officially is celebrated on October 16. The activities included an opening address by the minister, radio interviews, a church service, farmers market, seafood festival, and more. A major activity was the reopening and launch of the Bayford's Livestock Center of Excellence. This took place on Wednesday. The facility's mission is to ensure that the breeding programs and the development of facilities such as a new abattoir, a poultry slaughtering facility, as well as a hatchery, will benefit farmers and the entire federation. Minister of Agriculture, the Honorable Alexis Jeffers, said that he was excited by the potential of this new facility.
Livestock production constitutes a very important component of our agricultural economy and will enhance the nation's ability to go beyond direct food production and benefit from the many byproducts, including skins, fibers, and fertilizers. Bayford's would also contribute to improving animal welfare, maximizing animal health interventions, and the benefits for animals, farmers, and consumers.
The Republic of China, Taiwan continues to partner with the government and people of St. Kitts and Nevis, particularly in the field of agriculture. On Monday, a handing-over ceremony was held to mark the donation of seeds and seedlings to boost local agricultural production. Yu Ming Lu spoke on behalf of the Taiwanese Technical Mission.
Taiwan Technical Mission, as a technical cooperation partner with the Ministry of Agriculture, we has already handed over some vegetable seeds in July this year. Today, we took the opportunity of World Food Day to handing over another 400 papaya seedlings and 250 sweet potato slips.
The seeds and seedlings were distributed to commercial farmers and backyard farmers. All 19 positive cases of COVID-19 have officially recovered. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hazel Laws shared the good news on Wednesday during the weekly briefing by the National Emergency Operations Center. It is important to note that all 19 cases of the coronavirus, which was first detected in late March, were import-related. Superintendent of Police Cromwell Henry shared that quarantine will be essential in keeping the public safe when the borders reopen on October 31st.
All travelers entering the Federation will be required to quarantine for 14 days unless you are traveling from a country that is considered low risk. This quarantine can either be at a designated site or at your residence, subject to approval of the CMO and the National COVID Task Force. I must emphasize that home quarantine has to be approved before entry, and the terms and conditions associated with this quarantine must be agreed to before it can be permitted.
And finally, Giselle Clark Farrago has joined the diplomatic ranks in St. Kitts and Nevis with her recent appointment as the Honorary Consul of Spain. On Friday, Mrs. Clark Farrago presented her credentials to the Minister of Foreign Affairs, the Honorable Mark Brantley.
I would want to welcome you to the diplomatic corps. The truth is that we feel that we can do much more with Spain. We currently enjoy visa-free access to Spain. It means that we can go there without hassle. And Spanish people, Spaniards, can come here without hassle. That is always a help as we try to promote people-to-people contact and people-to-people diplomacy. We are hopeful that through you and your efforts, we can do better in terms of tourism, we can do better in terms of training and scholarship opportunities. And we really want to see that energy as we try to energize the relations that we have now and make them even stronger.
That's all for this edition of the SKNIS Week in Review. I'm Ian Richards.